Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. The world's best, including Dustin Johnson, Francesco Molinari, Bryson DeChambeau, and Jordan Spieth, head to beautiful Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage this weekend on CBS. Playoffs rolling in hockey and hoops. So is PharrellOnTheBench.com. Great picks, great price, great return. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything NBA, NHL, baseball, boxing, MMA picks every day. Great price. You're going to love it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Episode 203 of Pharrell on the Bets. My sports betting podcast on Westwood One drops tomorrow on iTunes, Google Play in the morning, and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. Don't forget, subscribe and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. And don't forget, ILC Podcast is Carver Hyde's hockey show. So, episode 203 tomorrow of Pharrell on the Bets. So, you're Carver High, you've set off an entire city against you now with your comments, apparently, about the Celtics destroying everyone and the Bucks easily to, and the Blues just took the lead late. Can you believe it? With 15 seconds left, they scored with 15 seconds left. They're going to win this game. Look at the Jets fans. They're ready to jump. That's game over right there. Can you believe that? Schwartz with the goal. Game over. Look at him heading to the cars.
See ya. Oh, man. What a turnaround. I mean, you get that goal.
You thought you had overtime right there.
Forget overtime. They had the questionable goal with the net coming off and everything that was going on there, and they give it to St. Louis to tie the game at two.
Did you think that that goal should have counted, the net moving goal?
It was real close.
I mean, it looked to me, without a doubt, it looked to me like that net came off first. I mean, the puck was shot by the guy, but it wasn't over the line yet. But the net was off the mooring. When the puck went in, it was already off the mooring.
I don't know what the
– it would have been a penalty shot, I think. Don't you agree with that? That they yanked the guy down that crashed into the net.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know what the exact letter of the law is in terms of how far that thing can come off, because I know it could go back a little bit or tip forward, whatever it is. But once it comes off like that, it usually doesn't count.
So you didn't think it would count?
I didn't think it was going to, but it's really close. It was
so
really
not only
close.
Did they get that call, they just won the game.
Yeah, now they're going to go up 3-2. And I was ready to, you know, look, I thought it was going to be typical Blues here. They win the first two games in Winnipeg. They go home up 2-0 and blow both games at home.
Can you believe that?
In typical Blue fashion. And I thought they were going to come into Winnipeg here, get down 2-0 early in the first. What a job by them. Fighting back in this game, not giving up anything else. And then getting these two goals
late. This game's over. So I can't even believe what I just saw. They blew that game tonight. Winnipeg blew this series. Don't you think St. Louis will win in six at home?
They'll win one of these next two games, yeah. It's hard for me to say they'll win at home because the road team has won all five games in this series. Something's got to break at some point. And you would think game six in St. Louis maybe it will.
How just disparaging.
That could crush
Winnipeg. That's a backbreaker.
Yeah, that could crush
them. That goal with 15 seconds left is a backbreaker.
And it's crazy because I thought for months in that division, in the second round, we would get Winnipeg-Nashville. Didn't we all think that for months? Those two teams are going to play. And it could very well be St. Louis and Dallas that play in the second round.
Can you believe that?
Crazy.
So the Canes won tonight and the Blues won tonight, and then right now it's Vegas down 2-1 to the Sharks in the second period?
Yes.
There you go. Warriors are up 28-15 on the Clippers, and the Nuggets are up 8 Spurs are up 8. Spurs up 8 on the Nuggets with 8 minutes left. So what's the deal, Carver High? An entire city wants you dead.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I woke up this morning. Zany morning radio guy in Milwaukee, I guess, didn't like that I said that the Celtics were going to beat the Bucks. I guess that's, you know, such an outlandish take from a team that's won, like, I don't know, how many playoff series in the last 30 years? I'm not sure, but they're a really good team this year. What do I say here all the time about the NBA? Do I single out the Bucks?
No.
the Bucks, the Raptors, the Rockets, all these teams, do they ever get it done?
No.
No. Can they all please go and get it done? You think we all like sitting here watching the Warriors win every year?
No.
Somebody please go do it. Okay?
You're begging them to do it.
But geez.
But they never get it done.
And I hate Boston. Do I like Boston teams?
You hate
them. Do I root for Boston? I
hate them.
But I just think they're going to beat them.
So you think the Celtics are going to beat the Bucks, and then you said that, but did you say anything else, like that they were going to kill them or anything?
I just said they're going to beat everyone.
It's going to be Celtics Warriors.
Well, I said it was going to be Celtics 76ers.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Finals.
That's what you said.
And I said whoever comes out of that will lose to the Warriors.
So you said they're going to get past the Bucks and they're going to play the Sixers. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with that. But I think the Bucks are really good, and I think that I like the whole team. Now, don't even tell me, because I've talked about this team 5 million times positively about everyone on that team. I love Brogdon, Middleton. I like the whole team. So there's a lot of pieces I like. I mean, I even like Bledsoe. I think he's got, vet game, badass, physical. I like his game. The other night with that reverse layup on the breakaway. Look, I like this team. They're good. Do I think that that you're wrong? I don't know. I don't think it's a crazy thought. We've said all along, I feel like the Celtics are a playoff-ready team. They're a paycheck team in a regular season, and in the postseason, they're going to be entirely different. And they've come out and stomped the Pacers. But I think they'll go to Indy and lose. But then again, I thought the Nets would win tonight. So I think Indy will win tomorrow night, but that could very well not happen.
Look,
you never know.
It's going to be Celtics-Bucks in the next round. I mean, the Bucks have a couple of rec league games left with the Pistons. I mean, they're going to sweep them in four. And then they're going to get ready for the Celtics. They played in the first round last year.
So why do they care about you so much?
I don't know. This guy got all over me, Why are you so against Milwaukee enjoying their basketball team, Celtics won't
what
win.
What is that supposed to mean?
How about this one for this guy? Celtics won't win more than one game against our mighty deer. That's what the zany morning radio guy told me this morning.
So
he also had some foul language he sent my way too.
Really?
Oh yeah,
foul language.
He got everybody sending me foul language. I loved it. It was great.
So he got was he threatening you or anything?
He was like, "You."
He's gonna beat you up.
You Pharrell Jack. He was. He's. I guess that's one of his great terms from all his guys that follow him. They all started calling me that. F Jack.
I don't even know what that.
Whatever.
Means.
It's something he does up there, I guess.
Oh, apparently.
So
he doesn't like you at all?
I guess. I tried a couple of the other, more rational fans up there. Because I was rooting like crazy for the Brewers last October. I wanted to see them beat the Dodgers.
But now you're not allowed
to.
You're not allowed anywhere near Milwaukee.
Oh, I'm not rooting for any of their teams anymore.
So now they want you dead, so you're now against them.
I didn't care if the Bucks won or not.
But now you do.
Oh, now I do.
Now you do.
Yeah. I didn't care before.
So,
I just didn't think that any of these teams that never win in the NBA would do it. I didn't have any personal vendettas against any of them. But now at least I do. So now I have a little extra juice next round when the Bucks play the Celtics.
So now their whole existence is based on beating you, these people?
Apparently. I mean, you got to remember, these guys.
How pathetic is it?
I mean, the Bucks never win.
How pathetic is it, really?
That's, I get it. I know what it's like.
I think they're still mad at the city of Chicago.
I mean, these guys got to understand. I mean, I root for the Islanders and the Bills. I mean, that's like what they do, rooting for the Bucks. So I can completely understand where they're coming from.
Oh, so you're like, you know what it's like. Like, they know what it's like to root for a loser.
I know what it's like to root for, like they do for the Bucks, because I root for the Islanders and the Bills. So
I think the Bucks are a really good team. I think the Brewers are a really good team. I think the Packers have been very average, haven't they? Have they been average?
I'm not getting the Packers involved in this. They should be, thrilled that they're Packer fans. I know that Rodgers only brought him one Super Bowl.
Did you think Marquette was good in basketball?
I mean, they didn't have a great year.
And then what? What else do we have here? The Badgers, are they also, you're not allowed to root for them either?
Another team that never gets it
done. That's too far north.
Yeah, too far north, bad town.
All right.
Whatever. You know what?
So no one likes you there anymore.
Nobody. I'm not liked in the city of Milwaukee.
Do you think they'll?
I'm gonna be fine.
But I hope they call up and tell us what the problem is.
Which is a shame because I love beer. I mean, I love it. And
it is a shame.
And now I'm, I'll get over it. But at least those guys had a little zany radio bit this morning that they had to run. Let's get mad at the national guys at night.
Really?
Let's go and do that. So,
is that right?
A little zany morning radio bit up there in Milwaukee.
There you go. Well, I hope they feel better.
I hope so, too. It seemed like they got it all off their chest. Judged by my mentions on Twitter, they all
had a lot
of nice
things to say. I don't understand what you're so mad about when they're, aren't they up 2-0?
Well, they're playing this. They're playing a rec league against the Pistons.
Is that rec league team they're beating playing my Pharrell Ballers next week?
They're finally going to win a series. They're playing the Pistons here in the first round. So listen, they're a great team. They're the number one seed. They're the best record in the NBA this year. Great for them. You think they're going to beat the Warriors?
So you think they're like the Lightning?
No, they're going to beat the Pistons. They're embarrassing the Pistons.
But you think they're going to, like, the top team, the best team is eventually going to fall, you
well,
think?
Well, look, we've said this about the Celtics all year. They're lying in the weeds, right, all year. They didn't care about the regular season. Now, they played in the first round last year. This Buck team is a lot better than the team that the Celtics played last year.
Right.
Giannis was there. The Celtics beat them without Kyrie, without Hayward last year in the first round.
Right.
This Buck team, a lot better. So now they're going to have home court. Whatever. I just think that's going to be a really hard series for the Bucks to win. There's a lot of experience on that Celtic team. A lot of guys that maybe they haven't won titles, but they've gone far.
If the Bucks beat the Celtics, do you think that you'll end up in, like, therapy or anything?
I won't care. What will I care if the Bucks beat the Celtics?
So you won't – if the Bucks win and the Celtics lose, you don't think you'll do anything to hurt yourself or anything?
Listen, if these people are all going to come after me when the Bucks beat the Celtics, they're a lot more sensitive than I thought they were. All right, they should be happy that their team actually won something and is going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I know who they are going to hear from if the Celtics do beat the Bucks.
I know. I think I get that. But yeah. I got to tell you, I bet on them in both games and covered. I laid 15 the other night and covered with the Bucks. They've been doing a great job for me fiscally. Now, I don't know the guy that's mad at you, so I hope he's not mad at me. He sounds like a dangerous fella, Mafia. What do you think? Sounds like the morning guy is very angry and he's taking names. And we might have a problem on our hands. We're in fear of some kind of, is it like in a...
Fear the deer?
I guess. It's like, are they sending a buck out to get us? Like, what? Like, remember in my backyard the other night, you saw those giant bucks?
Like three of them there, yeah. I was worried about your wife because the dog's stupid enough to go attack them.
Do you believe that the... it could possibly be that the radio station has sent large bucks to my backyard to kill me?
Wait, when the preemptive attack there? They knew Carver I was going to... bash on them so they sent them out ahead of time?
You know what I mean? Like, there's something going on where these people might be actually trying to get us, and they sent these giant bucks to my backyard.
Well, this guy, the Wink Man up there, it's Carver Lie now, not Carver High. Hashtag Carver Lie he had at the end of his tweet. So he's very upset with me.
So what does that mean? He thinks you're a liar?
I guess. I don't know what Carver Lie means. What did I lie about?
Maybe it's Carver Lies in Long Island.
I don't
L-I.
know.
L-I.
No,
like
L-I-E here. Like,
well, the L-I-E is a very busy thoroughfare.
I didn't quite
area.
Get that one, but I like his F-Jack one. I guess that's a thing he's got up there. It's like
got a whole thing
going?
Yeah,
he's got his big catchphrase up there, I guess. I don't know.
Thing he's got
they all started tweeting it at me, so I guess it's been in use before up there.
I always thought we loved those people. What's the problem?
I love Milwaukee. I don't think the Bucks are going to beat the Celtics.
No.
Whatever.
Now
I don't.
Now you hate them.
Now I hope they lose.
I didn't care before. You've opened up a whole can of worms now.
I didn't care before.
Everything was fine before. We just thought it was a great Midwestern city. We love the people there and the beer and the Brewers and Chris Yelich. And everything else that they stand for, Aaron Rodgers, beer,
I
Browers,
told one guy this morning, I
Sheboygan,
hope Yelich hits 20 more homers against the Cardinals this year.
Bill
That's
Michaels,
how much I love the Brewers.
The Bill Michaels.
We love Bill.
We love Bill Michaels. And we love everyone in the state of Wisconsin. But
except,
Carver,
except the zany morning radio guy, the Wink Man here.
Carver
the morning
High
guy.
Hates that guy. I don't even know who he is, but he hates him.
Oh, I even put money on the Bucks before the playoffs started. A long shot to beat the Warriors. I got them.
So you bet them to win the whole thing?
I bet them to win the whole thing just to see, score $10 and see if we can make some money here.
Mafia is supporting Milwaukee, and so am I, based on I'm going to support the city in every venture, including all their teams this year. I'm rooting for them so as to not have the morning host try to kill us. There's clearly some... you know, threatening behavior going on here, Mafia. Can you sense the tension?
Plenty of tension going on there.
I didn't know. Is this like some kind of a... do you think it's Carver High? You're getting in a radio war?
Apparently when things are going too easy against the Pistons, you got to find something to be mad about.
Do you think, Mafia, that Carver High is involved in a radio war? Because I got nothing to do with this.
Apparently, he lit a fire there.
I refuse to be privy or a part of this. I think that...
What is a little radio war? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you got going on here?
I don't want to be involved in any radio war with the Wink Man up in Milwaukee.
But do you think you got yourself embroiled in a radio war?
I hope not. I don't really care. Like, the Bucks, like, is you think I care about the NBA playoffs are like the most boring thing going. Nobody cares. The offseason matters more.
And now suddenly, do you think it's turned into our show sucks because of this?
Oh, I'm sure that there's going to be.
Suddenly we suck. Let's see what they're saying in Wisconsin now about us. Lee, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Lee from Green Bay calling.
Hey, buddy. How far is Green Bay from all this hatred?
About 2 hours.
That's probably safe harbor right out there in Green Bay. We're still loved 2 hours from the city. Anything in that area, we're still getting 5-star reviews. But in the city of Milwaukee, apparently now, we've got a death knoll out for us.
Apparently. I just want to let Carver High know that I still appreciate him, even though he's rooting against the Bucks.
See? Right. Hey, Carver High, does this mean, since you don't root for the Bucks, that you won't be rooting for the Packers anytime soon because you're a Bills fan?
Suddenly that opening night, Thursday night game between the Bears and Packers means a lot more to me.
Oh,
no, I like
so
the people
in on the
Bears
you know? And your boy Trubisky.
Lee, Lee, I love you. You know that.
Lee, do you think the Bucks will beat the Celtics?
It's going to be Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. There you go. All right. Well, thank God for you, Lee, that you still love us. Apparently, that's 2 hours away from Milwaukee, though.
He's in safe harbor.
But we need to be more positive in the community, in the inner city there, and in the city of Milwaukee. There needs to be some positivity.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Sharks up 3-1 now. They've scored on the Flower. Marc-Andre Fleury, 3 goals, 3-1. They lead Vegas, 7 left. 7-11 left in the second at the tank. And right now, the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, yay, up 41-28 on the Clippers with 11 left early in the second at Staples. I just don't think that you can, to be honest with you, play this game where you get down by, 15, 20, whatever, to the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, they're already getting their ass beat in this game, right? And so my question is, like, how long can you live on the edge and think you're going to come back? I mean, you come back from 31 down. That was incredible. And a double hit for me because I had the Clippers in that game on the spread, and the Warriors, blew that game, and the Clippers won it. But I just don't think you can keep doing that. You know what I mean? I don't think you can keep having these big comebacks against the Warriors. It's not going to happen. I think that, frankly, is a one-time deal. I think they're going to come back 31 and never do it again. They're not doing that again to this team, if you ask me. It's just not happening.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to play that way this entire series. They can't play from behind in the second half every game.
But they already are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So they're in trouble. This is not going to go well for them.
We thought this the other night. When everybody started poking at the Warriors
right.
for blowing that lead, that they were going to come out and give them the business tonight. And they're going to come out and give them the business the next 3 games, this one and the next 2, and it's going to be over in 5, and that's that.
So you think they're going to win this one and go up, it'll go up 2-1
right.
tonight.
And they'll win the next 2.
And then, win the next 2, game 4.
Clippers got their moment
in this
series. Game
4 and game 5.
They got their moment in this series.
That's it.
That's it.
That's unbelievable. So you're giving them no chance.
0.0.
0.0 chance. Tomorrow night, that game is tomorrow night, Thunder and Blazers. You also got Raptors, Magic, and then the Celtics and Pacers. That one's in Indy, Oak City, and Orlando, the Big O. They're going to be rocking in down there.
You give them any chance tomorrow night?
I give them a chance for sure. I think they'll be in the game with Toronto. The number's 4.5, so I think Vegas thinks they'll be in the game, too. Oak City's laying 7.5. And I think the Pacers are laying 3. Is that about right? To the Celtics? That's it. I'm surprised they're even favored, the Pacers. You know what I mean? To me, it would be like a 1 or a pick 'em, if you ask me.
Yeah, I might jump on that. On the Celtics.
Oh, jump on the Celtics on that? You're gonna bet on the Celtics tomorrow night, just to get under the people's skin, it would appear to me in Milwaukee.
It has nothing to do with Milwaukee. It has to do with that. I like that bet.
You're a Pharrell Jack.
I like the Celtics to sweep all four games and get themselves nice and ready for the Bucks. Darwin's with me on this one.
You got it, absolutely. Although I think Indiana wins game three.
Darwin just
did you see that he said that the Celtics would beat the Bucks, and now the entire city of Milwaukee wants Carver Hyde dead?
Oh, I missed that whole line. Wow.
They're now doing entire shows dedicated toward his death.
Absolutely.
One guy even seriously brought up like physical violence. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like one of their fans.
Kill
whatever.
You.
He's I thought like, in Milwaukee they didn't do physical violence.
We could
violence.
Take this guy down MMA style, you know. Dude, come on, dude. Like, honestly, I said that the Celtics are going to beat the Bucks. Like, get a life,
so
dude.
You're going to get taught a lesson.
I mean, honestly.
But you're going to find out how rough and tumble they are in Milwaukee. They don't mess around. You know what they do? For fun, they go to Chicago on the weekends and just beat the crap out of people to show them that they mean business. So what they're going to do is they're going to bring some of that here. I anticipate now, as you know, every night we leave, we look both ways here in Manhattan because so many people want me dead. We look both ways. Now we're going to look both ways for Carver High as well, and potentially a MMA-type assault. Like a guy is going to come in, it would appear to me, low with a submission move to the street, and then a ground and pound of Carver High's face.
Why don't you go do a live show in Milwaukee during the series? That would be fun.
Yeah.
Bucks Celtics in Milwaukee, just outside the arena.
I would love that. That sounds like a plan to me. That sounds like fun. You want to go Carver High to Milwaukee? How
I've always wanted to go to Milwaukee, but I don't
drink
really
some beer
want to
at
anymore.
Defy Serve.
I mean,
do you feel as though you have there's potential for danger and violence outside of the building here? It sounds like the rugged people from Milwaukee are going to come here to New York and teach you a lesson.
I can't wait. I just really can't.
Exciting I'll back you
stuff.
Up, depending on
Darwin's
how big
got
they
me.
Are. Yeah, I don't think they're that big in Milwaukee. We'll be all right.
We both know I'm trained to become a cage fighter.
That was Carver High in the break talking about his preparations for the ensuing attack on his life.
If you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the octagon.
So you could tell there that Carver High is mentally and physically prepared for any subsequent, sneak in the night dark moves of like attack style ninja MMA moves from listeners in Milwaukee that want Carver High dead.
Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
All the Pharrell Jacks up in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're a...
The Pharrell Jacks.
You're a Pharrell Jack.
That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, feel horrible about did you hear about my buddy, my old friend Chet Kopech?
I did hear.
A legendary awesome. Sportscaster in Chicago who I greatly enjoyed and admired. Was always very cool to me. Just a great guy. Chet Kopech. They don't make him like him anymore, for sure. I can tell you that much. And apparently, Carver High died in a car wreck. Did you hear about that? That he was a passenger in a car. There was an accident.
I did see that.
And he died. Obviously, he's one. Literally.
I remember they used to show him here in New York on Sports Channel.
Right. That's
and
what I was
they,
on,
yeah,
Sports
and
Channel.
They, and I remember watching him like, during the afternoons when I was a kid. He was on Sports Channel. I was like, wow, it's dude in Chicago on here in New York. It was crazy.
He loved wrestling, too.
Oh, yeah?
Huge. Loved it. He's even done stuff at WrestleMania before. And but the guy, literally, they called him the godfather of sports talk radio and everything else. I mean, he just did it. He did it all. He did the Ditka show. He did Notre Dame football, basketball, like, shows. He did everything in Chicago. Blackhawks stuff, Bulls stuff, you know, television in Chicago, radio, like, beyond belief. Bulls, radio, you know. He loved everything about sports, that guy. And he just did. He was just such an incredible dude that he was always good to others that were in the business, right? Like young guys. And
I saw a lot of young guys today, younger guys tweeting how he helped them get started. And
right.
They owed their careers to him. And just a lot of really good thoughts about him.
I mean, not only everyone in sports had something to say about him today. You know what I mean? A lot of people talked about him, wrote about him, tweeted about him, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, you know, the guy was just one of the coolest guys I ever met and just very nice to me always, my whole life, my whole career. He was always good. He followed me. We stayed, you know, connected. He'd been on the show before. He's been on my show. I like Chet Kopic a lot. I really liked him a lot. I'm sorry. I felt horrible when I heard that he died yesterday in a car wreck of all things. What could be worse, right? I was just like, oh, my God, that just sucks. Kopic on sports. I'll never forget that. Right. And, I don't know really any of the details about what happened. I just know that he died and it's just terrible. I heard about it, today and I just felt awful for, you know, fans of his and for, his family and whatever. Great guy, Chet Kopic. Sorry to hear that he died. Rest in peace, bro. You were one of a kind for sure. Gator Duke in Fort Lauderdale apparently now teaming up with Carver High for.
Well, you know, I got a report that there's a militia from right. From the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
They're loading about 400 cows
right.
and about 300 women. You know, the women up there weigh about 180 and, you know, average, and they go about 5'11. And they're coming down to surround the radio station. And what they're doing is they're sharpening up Uziger sausage. They're going to throw it like spears.
Sausage throwing.
And these women, I'll tell you, these women are tough up there in Wisconsin. They eat bratwurst and beer cheese soup. And, you know, they're tough women. They bench cows. I mean, you better be careful with this. I'm worried about them right now.
So I just think it's fascinating. But you're gonna be here to support Carver High and battle on Team Carver.
I'm on Team Carver, man. Hey, listen, Pharrell, you yeah. like basketball, right? You remember the cheese shot?
Right. Do I remember the cheese shot? No.
The cheese shot. You remember that one?
No.
That was Wisconsin versus Florida. Chris Chiozzo, 4 seconds to play. He dribbled the ball down the court and hit a three-pointer to beat Wisconsin.
Oh, all right. Oh, the Gators beat him. There you go. Well, look. I think Wisconsin has a great history of sports and success and titles and everything else. And I support them wholly and fully. And then as far as the violence that is being prepared here on this end, the defense of our fortress as to sausage-throwing 180-pound 5'11 women, we are in fear of that, but we will deal with it accordingly on a per-day basis. We will deal with the attacks as they come, and it appears that we have found ourselves in a great deal of trouble. A great deal of trouble. Anyway, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. So I did want to say, are we allowed to talk about the Celtics now? That...
trouble, mister.
Since all of this has started, Carver High, that you have picked the Celtics to beat the Bucks, are we allowed now, with all the threats that you're getting, to speak of the Celtics anymore? Or should we just keep it focused on the Bucks?
I think we should only talk about the Bucks from now until the day that they're eliminated. That's all we should talk about is the Bucks.
Even though Kyrie Irving has had, like, two great games and a 37-point effort, and my question to you is this. Do you feel as though they're saying here he's had his playoff moment, so now that he's had that moment, is he going to go back to being miserable again for the Celtics? Only so when he loses, he wants to leave Boston. Is that what it is?
Sounds like it.
So he had 37, 6 rebounds, 7 dimes, and they beat the Pacers by 8 in that game. He said right now it's pretty peaceful. I'm just happy to be able to be part of a lineage of great players that have put on great performances here in the Garden. as well as the Old Garden, but it felt good to be here playing in this arena. It's been a long journey from two knee surgeries and watching the team last year and finally getting a chance to lace them up for the Celtics in the playoffs. There's nothing like it. Oh, wow, so there's nothing like it. So he's finally admitting that he's happy in Boston. Is that what we're getting here? Jaylen Brown said, just sit back and watch. Kyrie has the ability to take over games, and that's what makes him special. His mere presence on the court and the threat of him taking over, as he has so many times, was enough to send Indiana's defense scrambling, it says here. Kyrie was incredible in coming back, and then he gets on a run like that. He's going to draw even more attention than he already draws, according to Brad Stevens. I was really encouraged by the way he and we shared the ball and just made the right plays, and then Kyrie was special. There you go. Do you believe that, Mafia, that Kyrie Irving is finally finding happiness playing for the Boston Celtics and he doesn't want to leave Boston? Or do you think he's just playing a game right now and as soon as the season's over, he's going to bolt?
This is the same roller coaster we've been in all season with them. When they're winning, they're happy. When everything's going great. When they ask him the wrong question or they lose or they struggle, all of a sudden, you know, he's miserable and hates the world and you couldn't pay him to get enough, you know, out of there quick enough. So I think he's gone. I think that's, you know, a couple playoff wins here in the Garden's all of a sudden going to cure all the ills and he's going to feel like Boston's home and stay there. I think he's still out of there.
He said there's nothing like it playing for the Celtics. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, until he plays at the other Garden next year and possibly in the playoffs. Until, then there's nothing like that.
Until he loses tomorrow night in the field house.
Nothing like it. You know, playing in the finals and hitting the game-winning three-pointer, that's nothing like playing in Boston Garden in the playoffs.
Down 18 right now. Is that correct, the Clippers? They're getting pounded by the Warriors. Tommy Boots in Michigan.
What's up, Scotty? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, I love your show. I'm a second shifter riding home. You guys are cracking me up. I listen to your show every night.
Thanks, man.
Need a cold beer, though, if I could get one.
Can we get
man.
Him a cold beverage of choice? Check out.
Look, I was going to say I got Carver's high back, too. I got his back, too. As long as they hate him so much, man, he might as well get on the bandwagon with me. The Pistons are going to come back and shock the Bucks, knock them right out of the playoffs, right? See what the weak man says in the morning about that, right?
Wow, so he's got the Pistons coming back against the Bucks. He's not even worried about the Celtics. He's worried about – he thinks the Pistons are going to beat him.
Yeah, they're going to shock him and knock him right out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, listen, Tommy, I appreciate the support. We love the camaraderie.
But go to bed.
They're going to be done in four. That series isn't going back to Milwaukee.
So you don't think the Pistons can get a game in Detroit?
Absolutely not.
And Blake Griffin's not going to come back like Willis Reed?
If the Bucks are as good as the entire city of Milwaukee told me this morning, there's no way they should play five games against the Pistons.
I like how they defend their city, though, like their team. Like, so if anyone says anything bad about the team, then they are put on a death knell watch.
But it's not like I said anything bad. Like you're
telling me that you can't put a bounty on a man's head.
You're telling me that you can't even think that somebody's going to beat them? I mean, do they think they're going to beat the Warriors too up there? Is that what's going on also?
Listen,
I mean, we're only on the Celtics right now.
That was the morning show right there. They said there's a bounty on your head.
You can't put a bounty on a man's head.
I just did.
Oh, my God. There's a bounty on Carver High. It's truly unbelievable.
The fans are standing up to them. The security guards are standing up to them. The peanut vendors are standing up to them. And by God, if I could get down there, I'd be standing up to them.
Was that Paul Giamatti? It sounded like it. Here we go. Mason.
Man, that's
Mason.
Great.
Hey, Mason.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, dude?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to rebut on that, comment that that guy said about all these women in Wisconsin. Listen to me. I was born and raised in Wisconsin, and we breed them well, man. We breed them well. And how about that Graham Mertz for Wisconsin? I just got to give a little shout-out to Wisconsin football, too. How about that Graham Mertz, man? We, you know, it's about Graham time.
That's my slogan.
I don't even know. I have no idea who he's even talking about.
Before we get more angry hate mail in the morning, just remember, Gator Duke from Florida is the one that had problems with all the women in Wisconsin. I got no problems with any women anywhere. I'm sure Scotty doesn't either, right?
I love all people.
So do I. So let's make sure that the, you know.
I love all women everywhere, including sausage-throwing 180-pound 5'11 women.
Love them all. So
love them all.
No problems.
Oh, Graham is the new quarterback at Wisconsin.
You were able to get that?
For the Badgers. I got that from Mafia, quick-thinking Mafia right there in that situation. Yeah. There's a lot of tension going on in here tonight. I don't even know what's going on here. I woke up in a good mood. I don't know what the hell happened. So that's what you woke up to today, all this drivel?
Yep.
You're finished in this business, mister.
One guy told me I had no future.
You have no future. Well, none of us have a future, do we?
Oh, rude.
It's unbelievable. I didn't know we were so talentless. It's amazing that we're on all over the world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.